Everybody, welcome back to another fantastic episode of Tales of the Outer Rim, Stranger Sky. We are jumping back into this campaign that Adam's running for us. But anybody want to tell us what happened last time? You want to just take a stab in the dark at the crazy shenanigans that happened?
The great Bambino Seeley nailed a home run.
I was going to say, you guys were like in a fugue state, so you may not have remembered.
John? You want to take this one?
Yeah, John. What, how do we end up in this predicament that we find ourselves in there, Captain?
I didn't throw the grenade.
You asked for the grenade!
I actually don't remember him asking for a grenade, but...
I did.
Yeah, he said, give me your grenade, and you're like, yeah, I already used it! And I was like, oh, not yet.
Oh, that's right. I did remember that.
All right, here's the plan, boys. When they come, we tell them we saw the explosion and rush in to help.
Wait. Am I staying back here? Or I come out now? Where do I go?
Stay there for now.
Okay.
If we need you, you can ambush.
If you build it, they will come.
Seeley wants to pretend that she's resuscitating the guard, but in actuality, she's sneaking a bite.
The
how many pieces is the garden?
Do I need to roll anything for that, or are you just gonna?
You don't need to roll anything. We're skipping our recap here, though. What happened?
Oh, the grenade.
The group tried to sneak into the upper docks to find
successfully
out.
Successfully
sneaked. I did sneak in quite successfully.
Well, one of the group. Hez was able to successfully sneak into the upper docks, whereas the rest of the group brute forced their way in via grenade. We left our group off with a security alarm going off, but a hole clearly blasted through the security fence. And yeah, I guess that's where that was our recap that you can splice in. Okay, so Seeley, you're going to feast on the guard?
Yes. So I hear.
I mean, when you say the group tried to do it, I feel like HW and Neb were not really involved.
They were probably just like, wait, what?
It all happened so fast.
Neb was put his foot up on a barrel and started picking his teeth with a toothpick.
Hadn't read his books. HW just sits down to read a lot. Like shenanigans happen, and he's like, "Meh."
You know what, HW? Since you're reading, let's do
an on fire check.
No, let's do a lore check. Are you reading your journal, or what are you reading?
Yeah, I'm just reading my journal, just looking at it, trying to make some notes. To decipher more.
Yeah, let's roll. It's gonna be a really hard check.
Oh, I like really hard checks.
We'll make it a hard check. How about you roll? It's gonna be a knowledge outer rim.
Outer rim?
Yeah.
Okay. You just tell me when I can roll.
Yeah, go ahead, roll.
What? 4 failures and 5 advantage.
How would you like to use that advantage?
I'd like to... Well, I didn't really succeed in anything, so I can't really say that I gleaned anything.
No, but you can... With that many advantages, I'll let you... You can...
I'd like to buy a vowel.
Yeah, you can get a vowel.
You can seem like you're not part of this group.
Yeah, you can use it in different ways. You can make it seem like you are not part of the group. You can...
Like I'm just kind of hanging out. I talked to the guy, but like I just am sitting over here kind of hanging out. Like, he, okay. HW's, like, if they're, like, I don't know how to, like, where my guy is on the map, where HW's on the map, he's just kind of, like, sitting on this, like, box here.
Yep.
Just kind of reading. Just nonchalant.
Yep.
The only witness is dead, anyways.
Well, that you know of. Actually, that is not true. There are multiple witnesses on the deck or on the dock that have jumped into the water.
In that nasty water?
Yeah, they thought they were going to die.
Well, they might now.
Yeah.
Sepsis is a hell of a thing.
Yeah, potential versus definite in panic. You can, I'll also give you a boost die to one boost die on your next roll when it comes to investigating the occult. I'll let you know when you're looking into something that's a cult. You'll also probably know it too, but any check or resistance that you're using on it, I will give it to you. You gleaned a little bit of understanding from it.
Yay!
There you go.
I understand things.
Well, it's not that far, but maybe recognition. That's something.
I understand a thing.
Borscht, so you were just sitting there watching this all happen?
Who?
Borscht? Oh, sorry. Borscht is not there.
Yeah, he's just kind of standing back on this one and just kind of letting everybody else. I tried to do the money and that didn't work, so I'm just like, okay.
Do you want to make it look like you're a part of this or not?
I mean, yeah.
Okay, then never mind. You mission accomplished.
Let me ask the group this. Who's got the best persuasion skills?
Who are you persuading?
You don't worry about it.
Okay. I have 4, but I'm hiding.
I do not. I am meant to break in and bite.
I have a 1 and then a yellow and a green.
A yellow and a green, so yeah, yellow and a green.
Alright, you can roll
okay,
your...
Okay, well it can't be either me or Neb. Neither one of us are great with communication skills. Seely? HW, you're a man of few words.
Yes.
I think we can convince them. You remember how we were talking earlier about the poop monster? Like, I feel like in this situation, we should be able to convince them that the poop monster just exploded out of him and then escaped into the water.
Someone's got to take a shit on that guy quick.
Yeah, you better, Deb, you're you better up. Poop.
The whole body. So Adam has set a roll up for
late night snack
for Seely to eat the guard, which I thought just made drink double all the blood. But Adam is saying that she ate the whole body.
He turned into a raisin. Sucked and dry.
I was say you could see like the neck, like a snake, like a big bulge.
Yep, her jaw unhinges, and then now she has negative on any dexterity based rolls. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, you can just it's a corpse. Yeah, there was no resistance.
All right.
I don't know.
I heal my wound.
Okay. So what did you guys decide? Well, Seely was feasting on this guard.
I was told to stay here.
Okay. HW, can you negotiate that for us?
HW is not good at negotiating. He is uninvolved. He is hiding. He's there to strike if needed, but he thinks that we'll be okay. So he's just kind of hanging out.
This huge buff dude with no mouth sitting in a corner reading a book.
HW has not struck once this whole campaign.
Nope.
That's true. You're like the Sphinx. Was that gone in 60 seconds? Sphinx?
Yes.
All right. So what is the game plan here for you? The alarm, we're going to say a minute has passed. The rubble has now, or the smoke and rubble has now settled. Almost all of the visible dock workers have now run off screaming and dived into the river. You just hear, fuck this, I don't get paid enough for this shit. One of the boats that looked like it was about to dock has just turned around.
Can I go hunt down which one has the art stuff on it?
I'm one of Com has.
What?
All right, here's the plan. When the guards approach us, you're going to come up from behind, and you're going to tell them you saw the whole thing from inside of there, and that a giant poop monster exploded out of him.
Someone's going to have to shit on his body then, because there's not a lot of poop looking, so he gets smeared on the walls.
Seeley prepares a squat.
Oh,
yeah. Yes! I mean, she just ate.
Yes.
Roll resilience.
It's like an owl.
Seeley shits on the guard.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I'm going to pick up a stick and just kind of drag some of it, like, in a smear to the water.
Oh, my God.
Did somebody...
I start sweating through my fur. Okay. Oh, my God. You guys, this is so fucked up.
Did somebody actually take a shit?
Yeah. Yeah. You said roll resilience, and I did.
Yeah.
So I shit on the guard's dead body.
Again? How much shit do you want?
Hang on. I got to set.
Okay, oh, I see. There was no. Oh.
How do I roll a single black die, Zach? Can I just do this?
Uh huh.
Okay, so you take a success and one threat. Take one strain.
My clothes are soiled. Okay.
You weren't quite ready to poop yet, but you made it happen through some physical exertion. Take one strain. Yep.
My head just telescopes like a periscope, looks at the captain, just nods in affirmation. She drops trow and just lets one rip, but an explosive deuce made a little mess.
Torque, you notice it's a little darker than what normal poop should be, but that makes sense. She's been eating people.
We've got to stage this step. Like I said, I will smear it towards the water.
What the hell are you guys? Oh my God. I was kidding.
I'm not. Wait for them to come. You got this.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Hang on. Let me draw some poop here.
Ned, you let this happen. I blame you.
All right, so, yeah, Torque, you a tiny shit smear streak along towards the dock, going towards the guard shack? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, from the guard shack to the edge of the water.
Okay. Yeah, there's a little tiny streak going towards there. I'll give you. all right, so we'll say that took about 15 minutes, or about 10 minutes.
That was quick.
I mean, it could take a half hour. No, I'm kidding. I don't know how long you want to play with poop.
How long does it take for the guards to get here?
Yeah. You know, you're thinking
I
that.
I feel like we could have just left and not worried about this.
You sure could have.
But Seeley just looks at you and she's like, we stay.
But instead, just as you were saying that to yourselves,
oh my God. Is he taking a shit too?
We're all taking shits.
Some four very angry police officers show up, and what looks like the sergeant comes up to the top in front and goes, All right. What's going on here?
Now.
we're all just standing there staring at the
Pez comes out. Oh my God, it was horrible. There was a shit monster. I don't know how else to describe it other than it was horrible. I was locked in fear. I couldn't do anything.
It almost got me and stained my clothes.
Oh, it got...
I got this one.
It got the guard and then exploded. It, like, slid up on the dock and then just boom. It was bad. Oh, my God.
All right. I'm going to give you a boost die
for
the shit smear. But this is terrible. It's going to be a hard roll with one red die, unless you can try to...
I feel like we should get a bonus for this smell.
You know what? You can have two boost die, because you did.
It's a good thing you guys showed up. You're so good at your jobs, because you're really great cops. I'm going to roll charm. And I want to upgrade it, because we had four.
Okay.
I need this.
I mean, I'm giving you two boost die.
Yeah, and I'm going to increase the odds ever further. If I can get a triumph, I will. Okay, ready?
Yeah, go for it.
Son of a bitch. So one failure and two advantage.
Okay. So the sergeant is going to be shining his light across everybody. He's holding in that typical like reverse grip hold, like the big mag light. He's just holding it, kind of surveying the area. And he's going to be, you can see the light shine along the big, like, it's not a big poo streak. It's like a very thin poo streak going from the to the wire. And he's gonna just be looking at it with a big, he's got a pretty good poker face. He's just like straight face, like he's going to shine it towards the poo streak, to or from the poo streak, from the water, back to the guard shack. And then he's going to kind of like shine it off to the back where you can see where Torque threw the stick away. And you can still see some of the poo on the stick.
So I've got two advantage. I would like to just kind of look a little crazy and be like, wait, did I say it crawled in? No. It came out of him, exploded out of him. And then it was a little baby one. And it slid into the off the dock into the water. I can't. So much happened so fast. Trauma, my brain.
That stick over there, he picked its teeth with it.
Yeah. Oh, God, it was gross. Blew out right out of his butt. That's why he's in pieces all over.
Alright, it's going to be a hard roll.
And then it sucked his blood dry.
It'll be a hard roll, but I've taken away everything else. Go for it. Go for deception, I guess, is what you're trying to do?
Gosh. This is so much worse if I try to deceive. Negotiation or charm? Can I swing either one of those?
I don't think you can do charm. You're trying to convince him you're insane.
Negotiation, then. I'm showing him that I'm insane, and I'm asking that he believe it. I can roll deception. This is going to be so bad. Guys, I only have 2 points. Like, 2 greens for this. Here we go.
Can I speak up and roll for the deception then?
Yeah, sure. You can do anything.
Thank God. Give him a blue for me then.
I saw the same exact thing, guys. I can back up this guy's story verbatim.
All right.
Wait, are we all trying to back him up now?
Yeah. I'm Spartacus.
Yeah, I saw it too.
The giant shit monster.
No, it's a baby one.
It's
a baby one.
It came right out of his butt.
You know what? Give me a light side die, and I will give you. I'll upgrade it for you.
If that's what you guys are doing.
I passed it. Oh, did you pass it?
Yeah.
Baller. You know what? With your guys' concerted efforts, the police now think you're insane.
Yeah, whatever happened drove us insane. But they also don't know that we're all together. I came from somewhere else.
Regardless, they're probably going to round you up now.
What about HW? He was off on his own.
Yeah, HW, you successfully made it look like you were not a part of this. What are you doing?
Reading.
I'm reading. Is there like a head one, like a guy, one of the four that's like the leader of the group?
Yeah, the sergeant. Yeah, the sergeant is the one that was talking. He's in front of the group. He kind of walked out. He has his flashlight out and is surveying the area.
HW is going to walk up to him and just kind of like get close to him and just kind of look at him and whisper to him so no one else hears it. And just kind of go, these guys are pretty crazy.
I mean, HW doesn't have to whisper. Well, I guess.
Well, I don't want the other cops to hear me.
Yeah, but you don't have a mouth. You do it telepathically.
Yeah, I telepathically whispered.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay. What are you whispering?
These guys are pretty crazy. Where are you going to take them?
The officer is going to look at you and think really hard because he doesn't remember the layout of the map. Well, I'll be damned. You know what? He's going to look at you and go, the only place I can take them. The Lady of Remembrance. The local hospital until we can get them into the local insane asylum. It's not quite open yet, but I'm sure I can pull some strings with the owner, Hubert North. Seeley, I don't know if I've actually talked to you, Pi, about who your partner was, but that was your partner.
Nope, never told me.
Yeah, your partner's name was the scientist that you had been working with. Is his name is Hubert North.
C is going to hear the name. She's going to perk up, and she's going to act even more crazy and start rolling around the poop.
Oh my god!
The officer's going to, the sergeant's going to turn around and look to the rest of his group and go, "Right, round them up, boys." And they're going to start moving on your group to handcuff you, and Torque runs off in the opposite direction. What do you guys do?
Well, looks
I'll like... give you one turn to make a decision as the, because the police, the officers are moving carefully because they think you're all insane and don't want to spook you.
Well, I suppose I see Seeley is acting crazy, so she's just like in for the ride. Does the captain actually run off?
I jerk off my loincloth and run screaming down the dock. Maintaining the crazy.
Yeah. Is there any way that with all of this insanity going on, that Hez could try and spirit away into the shadows?
Yeah, you totally can roll for that. It's cool. Going to be an average roll because of your silhouette.
Okay,
or cool. Easy, yeah, an average.
Can you give him a boost die if I run crazily at the guards?
I can, but you have to roll at them.
I'm not trying to attack them. I'm just like...
Yeah, but you still, so you have, that's your turn. You're using your turn that could be used to run away.
Yeah, but I'm doing it to give him a boost die to stealth away.
That's fair. Yeah, go. You are now right up in
air country,
the guard space. Yep. You are now surrounded by the sergeant and two police officers.
All right, let's do this stealth roll.
I like jello.
All right, go for it.
Yeah, two success and an advantage.
Yeah. Hez is able to spirit away into... How are you running away?
I'm small, so I just kind of like into the shadows and just kind of like run down into an alley or something.
Okay.
I'm just getting away so that once all said and done, I could follow these jabronis and work on getting them out.
Yeah.
Also, I have things on me that I cannot let someone else have. Because they are mine.
Yeah. And
if they take me, they will take my things. That is number one in Hez's mind, is like, if they catch me, they will take my shiny things and my tools.
Right.
I'm going to whisper into the comm, go find more grenades.
Oh, yeah, good idea.
Okay. So that is Torque and Hez's turn. Neb and Seeley, what are you two doing?
Still rolling around in shit. Secretly, she wants to get captured to go find her partner, but she doesn't express that. She just immediately just starts acting crazy.
Fair like, enough.
Legitimately crazy.
That, yeah, no, nailed it.
Going to just jump in with Steely and roll around and just join in with join in with the chaos.
Hey, can I use my advantage that... They talk to me so, like, so shortly that they don't really remember. They just know I'm small. They just don't remember what I look like.
They didn't even see you.
Oh, good. Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. I'm fine. I'm gone, then. You guys. HW, are you sticking around?
Do I see Hez running off?
You may have.
That's the moment he looks up from his book.
Yeah, you could have seen him. Give me a light side, and you saw him.
Or make a perception check.
Yeah, or roll perception. Either one.
Yeah, I'll roll a perception check. It's my perception's horrible, but that's okay.
Set it to Hez stealth.
So it'll be one red and two purple.
Oh god, this is gonna go so bad. That's okay. I won't see you disappear.
I mean, it's player to player, so it couldn't the results probably shouldn't be that bad.
Yeah, if you want it to happen, you can use a light side point. To upgrade it.
Yeah, we'll just use it.
All right, cool.
So, yeah, you see.
I just like, I give him finger guns as I run by.
Yeah, you see this little fox person run by as and the cops are too preoccupied with the two individuals in front of you rolling around in literal shit.
Yeah.
In their defense, it's pretty distracting. Also, the, Torque has bum rushed him.
Literally.
Yeah, literally.
Pull up his loincloth.
Yep, he is naked. There is a naked person, and, well, semi-naked. He just doesn't have any underwear on. Yeah, there's a definite scene in here. So,
can I add to the crazy? So I made that armor for him out of that cat. What if it's got, like, a hoodie, and it's, like, cat ears because I left the ears off?
Oh God, he's like a reverse furry or something.
It's like a shoulder cloak with a hood that's got cat ears.
Yeah, you're grabbing butts and meowing.
All right. Well, as Hez darts away, HW sees the close of this scene where two of the officers. Approaching Seely and Neb, who are just playing in literal poo, and there you can see them just trying to figure out how they're going to handcuff these people without getting a little dirty themselves getting wet. And they manage to handcuff them. Torque, do you go willingly? How do you get arrested?
Yeah, but I got to go with them.
I mean, you don't have to, I should say. It's just, if you can still try to resist them, you just...
They don't believe our story.
No, they believe your story. They think you're all insane at this point.
Okay.
You've pulled that one off.
I mean, I hope so.
Yeah. But Torque can still try to get away. Seely and Neb have committed to the Insanity Act.
Gonna go... Basically, willingly. Mostly because I don't want to be like chained up or something.
Oh, okay. So you're hoping they're going to go. Yeah. So they basically just handcuff all of you and throw you into the transport vehicle that they brought with them. Apparently, they preemptively brought a transport vehicle. Fast forward to the next day. Well, do we want to fast forward? This is kind of inside the box.
Whatever happens, I'm going back to Carter with my tail between my legs. Or if HW wants to meet up, we can meet up instead before going to Carter, or if we go at all.
Yeah, I was going to meet up with Hez.
Okay, yeah, we could do that. Hez is just in an alley, just like, it was horrible. So much shit everywhere.
Oh my God. Do you talk over the comms, or what do you do?
Yeah, I saw where he went, but like as he left, like I just kind of left with him.
Oh, okay.
Like just kind of not like right away, but like I left after I asked where they were going, and then just kind of walked off. Cause now I know where they're going to be at.
Yeah, fair enough.
Ah, interesting. Peace out. Have fun with the shit.
Wait, you're just leaving?
What?
Like, oh, leaving. Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking to Hez. I'm sorry. I was
talking to the sergeant.
I got you. My bad.
Yeah, I was like throwing deuces at the sergeant and running away.
And the sergeant seems more preoccupied with the naked tong in front of him. So he's just going to kind of like
exactly
and look at you and go, yeah, all right, yeah, you should probably get out of here. I don't know what the fuck these weirdos are going to do. So with you two going off, the last thing HW and we'll say Hez, you're probably still positioned in a spot where you can see him, right?
I'm at the spot that if they come back, they have to pass my field of view. Like, I'm not watching, but I'm like in an alley or something that they would have to walk past to go anywhere.
Yeah. So you're able to hear them getting scuffled off, and I'm sure Seely and Neb are making noises, trying to sell a crazy act. So you hear them getting put into a squad car or the transport car that they brought with them. And you don't hear Torque, but you hear, you're able to hear enough people getting scuffled around into this transport truck. You're able to intuit that, yeah, they're probably all on this transport truck.
Mm-hmm.
You see them driving off, or you see the transport truck driving off as you hide from the alleyway.
Ah, shit.
Yeah. You guys split the party.
Yep. So I come to HW, like, I know you weren't, like, I know you were kind of off to the side. Did you make it out of there?
Yes. Where are you at?
Got third alley on the right. Just keep going down. And I start walking out of the alley since they've already driven past.
As you're doing that, we will cut to the transport truck. And you, let's see, Seeley, Neb, and Torque, you see the three police officers going through the stuff that they just patted you down and took off of you. There's like a safety container or like a cage that you can see that they put your weapons into hastily. And they are going through the rest of your personal belongings, and you hear Hez over the radio go, Hez, what did you say?
I calmed HW directly because I knew he was the one off to the side.
All right, so you hear, oh, directly?
Mm-hmm. I said I calmed HW because I was like, I knew you were off to the side.
Damn it, you got me. Fair enough. So you see them, then you see the police officers going through, and they see your walkie, your personal headphones, and you see the one officer just like, what are these crazies doing with this?
I don't know, sir. Who knows where they came from? Everybody's coming in and out, and the time's the way they are.
And they chuck the rest of your belongings into the cage.
Poop everywhere.
Yeah. You can actually tell that they weren't looking too hard at your headsets because there was some poo on it. You can...
I'm surprised they frisked them that closely with all that poo, but...
Yeah. They did their jobs.
Well, like people in this town.
Barely. They barely did their jobs. So all your belongings are in the cage, and you can hear them saying, well, what are we going to do? Do you really think they're going to take care of them over at... Oh, what did I name that place? Hang on. Hope's Beacon. That's what it was.
Hope's Beacon is the asylum?
No, they're going to a hospital because the asylum isn't open yet. You remember... So what the guy said was is they have nowhere to put them right now, but they're going to take them to Hope's Beacon, and maybe they can pull some strings with Hubert North to get them in the asylum before it's officially open. Yes, that is what I said, and I'm sticking to it. So, you hear them saying that, well, I mean, they've got a small place for them at Hope's Beacon. They're stark raving mad. This is my lead, this is what we're doing. Does anybody want to do anything while they're in the squad car? The transport. You are handcuffed to the floor.
No, I'm good.
Same.
You not shitting anymore? You guys got docile now?
See, he's just sitting there dead silent.
One of you is probably pooped out, but the other two, you haven't even tapped that resource yet.
Am I able to like use a toothpick that I was chewing on and get us out of the handcuffs?
Oh my god, I was so confused. Like, we're talking about shit all over, and you're like, can I use my toothpick? And I'm like, whoa.
I keep it in my butt for special situations. You can use a toothpick to try to... So they're pretty distracted with all your shit-covered gear.
Here's the thing, it's going to look like you're eating ass. So... Because you got to unlock someone else's cuffs.
Yeah, there is that.
With your mouth.
Well, no, the toothpick was in my mouth, so I was just going to like spit it into my hand or whatever.
Yeah, they won't take the toothpick. They're distracted with the shit. But there probably is poo on
the toothpick.
You're right. I was rolling around in it. Never mind.
Yeah, you hit it.
So it'll be a hard check with one setback die because the poo will make it slippery.
Oh, come on. It's dried by now.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, fine. One hard set. One hard roll. You're going to have to roll a skullduggery to pick that lock.
Well, are our hands behind our back?
No, they're in front of you.
Oh, I thought they... Okay, go on.
Okay, they're in front of me? All right, then, yeah, I'll roll for myself.
Damn, son.
Yeah!
You spit this shit-covered toothpick that you kept in your mouth. Your hands, and you are... You're just on top of things. You managed to not vomit. You may be regretting it later. That's your two threat that you got there with your success.
I can't believe I left that toothpick in my mouth, but it was well worth it, damn it.
Yep.
Oh, no.
You don't know where Seely's been because that's her poop?
You definitely owe me one for this one, Seely.
The toothpick didn't break, but the two threat is...
You got some in your mouth.
Yeah,
you got poop in your mouth.
You definitely have poop in your mouth. And what that means is up to me later down the road.
Ew. So can I whisper in his ear to go find Hez, keep him out of trouble, and then kick the door open for him?
You should, sure could try to do that. That's a locked door, John.
That's a
He's probably got really good athletics, though.
Yeah, that's fine. It's a sturdy. This is a transport truck. I'll give you a hard roll to try to kick that door open. It's got a sturdy latch on it.
Okay, you ready?
I am ready. Awesome. What do you whisper to Neb as you kick the door open?
Find Hez. Keep him out of trouble.
Yes, sir.
And as you say that, you kick the door open, and with a, it feels like it's given some resistance, and then it just like flies open, and it's just, and you can see like sparks flying as the lock that was on it, or the latch that was on it, flies off and just breaks, and it's bouncing off the street below you.
And then I jump out and I do a tuck and roll.
And as a distraction, I'm going to start screaming that the poop monster's back to get us.
Oh, no. Not the poop monster!
Sealy proceeds to smear her leftover shell over the door.
When did this happen? Like, at some point in this game, all devolved into shit in the most literal way. Like,
Adam started it last episode. It's his fault.
It's amazing.
It sure is something.
My next turn, though, I want to be able to find somewhere and wash it off.
Yeah, I bet you do. You get that nasty ass river water there.
All right, you got to roll resilience, though, my dude. You just jumped out of a moving vehicle. It's going to be a daunting roll.
What about coordination? To see if he lands it like an expert.
They're driving...
Or athletics.
No, it's got to be resilience, or I would take coordination if you tuck and roll, right?
Yeah, tuck and roll is what I said, sir. I got 4 grains for coordination. And and what was the other one? Resilience?
Resilience is if you're just going to take it.
I have 3 grains.
Okay, so this is daunting. You're moving at like a 30-mile-an-hour car.
That ain't that bad.
That is a speed.
It's not that good either.
It's definitely not going to kill you.
Oh, shit. Are you sure?
Two success
and 5 threat.
So you take
a
critical injury.
Critical?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, there's 5 threats there, I guess you're right.
Okay, so you don't take any damage, but you take a critical.
Roll that beautiful bean footage.
Suffer 1 strain each time you perform an action. That sucks.
At the brink. At the brink is,
One times 10.
So basically, that's one of the worst ones you could get at this without having any,
I'm a 91, yeah, dude.
Damn. Okay. That was not far, Mob.
Suffer 1 strain each time you perform an action. You can be healed from this.
I gotta find Hez quick.
Seely is a doctor, by the way.
Yeah. Oh,
damn it. I just left her.
Yeah, you did. So that would have broke her neck, though.
Well, I was trying to pick her lock, too.
So you two, Seely and Torque, see Neb try to tuck and roll, and he tucks and rolls decently. But, like...
Miserably.
Well, like, at the last minute, you see, like, it looks like he's rolling fine, and then he catches a bad bounce and wangs right into a street sign.
Oh, God.
And you're like,
I had to have broken something.
Yeah, you're like, we might still be getting out of this on our own.
Broken ribs or something.
No, more like you hit it with your head. So,
well, I guess it's time to turn you into a cyborg. Breathe this in real deep, okay?
And with that, like, you two are watching Neb roll, and then you turn back to look at the officers, and they both clock you in the head, and you black out.
But we were still screaming about the poop monster.
Yeah, but one of you escaped, and they're now more concerned about...
And fuck a stun setting, they're just going to hit you.
Yeah.
Well, did they roll to see if they knocked us out?
Okay, I'll roll. Hang on.
Is Seelie more resilient because of her condition?
Yeah, Seelie can be more resilient. Torque, however, is not resilient.
He's already recovering from another concussion from, like, hours ago.
Torque is not resilient to my dark side pool.
What? Why do what?
Compound concussion there, my friend.
Yep. Seelie, you can attempt to resist cold clock to the head.
Can I just take the hit, but pretend like I pass out, but really I'm awake the whole time?
Yeah, but hang on, let me set it to the police.
Don't stand so close to me.
That fucking picture. Okay, roll resilience.
Am I upgrading because I'm a vampire?
Yeah, sure. Oh, right. Yeah, shit.
I've already got the upgrade. I'm ready to roll.
Roll it. Upgrade it twice.
Shield upgrade. Got it.
Go for it.
Damn.
That sucks.
She just hisses at him and she passes out.
Yeah. Advantage, you will wake up first.
I can imagine that I'm fucking the doc and I are just standing there. God, I wish we had another muscle around. And then Neb falls out of the back of this truck and hits a light bulb. not quite what I expected.
Seelie, you can wake up. You're going to be unconscious for half the time that will be. You know what? Half will take it quarter time. You're going to be conscious well before they expect you to be because of your condition.
HW left and was following to find Hez and meet up with him so they could get Seelie and Cap.
So if we do meet up, Adam, is Neb going to fall out right in front of us? Is that we're going to serendipity that shit?
Yeah. Well, we got to figure out how to get him. And then just you hear this.
I'm not touching him.
Nice. Thanks.
You're covered in shit.
You are covered in shit.
All right. And with that, we will call this episode of Tales of the Outer Rim Strangers, guys. If you enjoyed that, you can check us out on your favorite podcatcher, talesoftheouterrim.com. Listen to the rest of our library. Make sure you check out our website, talesoftheouterrim.com, where you can find links to Steph Makepeace at SoundCloud. She makes the music for the show. She does a fantastic job, and you should give her a listen. There's like the Christmas music is there, too, the Life Day. Add us on Twitter, TOTORFFG. I hope you all enjoyed the show. May the force be with you.
Wait, is there one viewer boss hog?
Diego.
Nice. Boss hog.
Boss hog.
Boss hog. That is awesome.
Oh. The first saint of Diego, Boss Hog.